NBA All-Star Weekend, I think, was a big success all the way around Friday through Sunday. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about his NBA All-Star Weekend experience is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. We say good morning to Mark Cuban. How are you?
Doing good, guys. Hang on a sec. I'm not on the Stairmaster. I'm here in the gym practicing my half-court shot like Luka made.
Oh.
Did you guys see him make that half-court shot?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who's that?
Oh, sorry, Mark. Mike Soroy here. I'm sitting in for Gordon.
What are you, like a tier three guy? You guys can't use Jake anymore? Why? Why? Because he's on with Dan from noon to three, and they slid Bob up to the hardline, and they didn't make any changes from 10 to noon? 10 to noon whatsoever?
Yeah. Pretty much, man. It's all good. I'm sorry. I'm Mike Soroy. My brother Cash and I actually do some of the videos for you guys at Mavs games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know you, but I do know your brother. Yeah. And by the way, all those ideas, the really cool videos that play at Maverick games, those are my ideas.
Hmm.
Whatever you guys see that's really cool, my idea. And you know what else is my idea?
Hmm.
Luca! You guys like Luca? I hope you do. I hope you do very much.
Yes, yes. We all love Luca. He's incredible.
He's the best. He's the best. And you should know this. We're tight. Huh. We are very tight.
Okay.
We are Najbojisi Prejadelji.
What?
What is that?
You know what that is?
Hmm.
Slovenian. It means best friend.
Oh, okay. Boy, you are tight if you're learning Slovenian.
Yes, no doubt. There's no doubt about that. And we're pretty much best friends, and we'll be forever for as long as he plays here in Dallas. And you know what you saying that? That just you ask me that makes you sound, Craig, like a piece of Klovesky Smeti.
Uh-oh. Is that a slam?
Me and Luca do everything together. We spent the whole weekend together in Chi-Town.
Yeah, it was in Chicago. All-Star weekend.
Chi-Town!
Yeah. What did you guys do?
What didn't we do, Tier 3?
I'm amazed that he knows our tier system so
he
well.
He does.
We went to the aquarium, saw a seahorse. We took an architectural tour, a river cruise, and we went to see the most famous house in America, Samantha's house from 16 Candles.
Oh, that's the most famous house in America?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a 40-year-old movie, but I guess Luca loved it.
He did. He did. He loves Long Duck Dong. Cracks him up every time. We also took a Segway tour of Millennium Park. We made funny faces together in the mirrored bean.
Oh, okay.
It was the best weekend ever, better than Vampire Weekend.
Okay. Well, what did you do at night? Because Luca's not even really old enough to go out to the bars.
Fortnite.
Fortnite. Okay.
We played Fortnite all night. We were running duos all night. Purple pump shotties and deep snipes. We were unstoppable.
Seriously? Fortnite?
What, do you play? Well, what are you, a wannabe online streamer who can be found at twitch.tv/Soroy or something?
That's a cheap plug. Yeah. What about the actual All-Star game last night? Did you enjoy it?
I've got some problems.
Hmm.
Where was Luca? Where was Luca in the fourth?
Yeah, he crack. Didn't get
Chris
in.
Paul? This is so 2008. But I'm also pissed about Common. And
why?
His intros, he didn't use any of my lines about Luca.
Ah.
Like, exploding on the NBA like a Slovenian bazooka. Here's Luca.
Okay. All right.
As smoother than taking a drag of hookah. Here's our boy, Luca.
Okay, that would have worked.
Better than a pitcher of Sambuca, it's a Luca.
I like it.
It would have been so much better. So much better. But you know what? You know what? The NBA All-Star game, it doesn't really even matter. It's all about the Mavericks headed back to the NBA Finals.
Well, that could happen at some point, yeah.
We're getting so good. We're getting Luca. I'm thinking about buying a present for myself in celebration of how good we are again. Now we're playing winning basketball again. And a little bit of a push present. How about a super yacht?
Oh, a big yacht. Okay.
Yeah, the biggest yacht you've ever seen. Like a super yacht. The biggest super yacht in the Metroplex.
Well, Jerry Jones has a pretty big one.
I know. Yeah, that Bravo Eugenia. Mm-hmm. Mine would be longer. is going to be shinier, and it's going to be the biggest dance club the ocean has ever seen.
Awesome.
Okay.
And I'm going to make it the city edition.
What?
All right, that's big today in the NBA, sure.
It's going to be coastal blue. Half action green. How great would that look? Everyone's going to want one.
I guess so. But what about a name? Do you have one picked out?
Super Yacht? Yeah, I've got a couple names picked out, like the SS Stairmaster of the Seven Seas.
Okay.
The Shark Tanker.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
How about the Dairy Queen Mary?
Get it?
Excellent.
The Bravo Eumarchia. Whatever it is, going to be huge. It's going to be huge, and graffiti on the back that says "City Edition style."
There you go.
Awesome.
Well, that's about it. I got to run. Tier three guy didn't make the script any longer.
Oh, okay. Well, a little pulling back of the curtain there. Well, thank you, Mark. Glad you enjoyed your weekend.
Yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
All right, that's Mark Cuban. It's 8:47 on the ticket. Coming up next, more terrible defense from the Astros, and the commissioner weighs in on why the players didn't get punished more harshly.